Jesus began a new discourse in Luke 12 by warning the disciples, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Hypocrites are afraid of confessing the true faith in the face of persecution." A little later in this discourse, at the beginning of the parable of the rich fool, Jesus warns his disciples, "Beware of every kind of greed, because a person's life is not derived from his possessions." Possessions gives us the means by which we are able to construct our complex hypocrisies that cover up our fear of confessing Jesus. Jesus then tells that parable of the rich fool who builds bigger barns, who then satisfactorily says to himself, "Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry." And then, that very night, God requires from him his soul. Jesus concludes, "So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Are we like the rich fool who really thinks that he's got it wired? God gives us gifts, abundant gifts. All this out of his fatherly divine goodness and mercy without any merit or worthiness in me. And what do we do with the gift? Do we share it with our neighbor? Or do we hoard the gift, building our hypocrisies as a proud and fearful Pharisee might do, and thus be guilty of greed? For Jesus, it's pretty simple. You can treasure the gifts he gives you, or you can play the fool, not knowing when that unexpected moment might come when your soul is demanded of you. Or you can be rich towards God, which means to believe that God is the giver of all good things, including the greatest gift of all, the mystery of God's invasive incarnational act of showing us in his Son's suffering love what kind of God we really have. The real gift is believing that everything that happens to us is gift, no matter how much it might appear otherwise. What Jesus is teaching the rich fool and us is the proper use of possessions. It's not that having things is a bad thing. The rich fool was not condemned for being rich, but for not seeing that all that he had was gift. In our culture, in every culture, there are many rich fools. While all around us, Christ's poor and suffering ones, people in need of charity, are begging for some gift from us. Charity that flows from the giver of all good gifts. These rich fools need to hear us confess Jesus. Particularly Jesus' intensely pastoral words as he speaks as a shepherd to his sheep. "Do not fear, little flock, because your Father graciously willed to give you the kingdom." Rich fools need the gospel too. They need this kingdom that only Jesus gives. Because rich fools are afraid of confessing the true faith, afraid to believe that in Jesus there is no fear. as Jesus' flock, the disciples, will form the foundation for a reconstituted Israel, where in the proclamation of the kingdom, Jesus will be present as their shepherd. Here, Jesus is anticipating his teaching to his disciples in that final Passover, where in an argument that breaks out among the disciples as to who is the greatest, Jesus tells them that this is a Gentile question. Instead, the disciples are to be like Jesus, who came not as one who reclines at the table, but one who serves. And how will he be in the midst of them as one who serves? He will be with them as a servant, by first serving them on a cross, and then offering that self-same body and blood at the table in the kingdom the Father entrusted to him, a kingdom that Jesus now gives his disciples and gives us. As Jesus' little flock, the disciples need not fear, for they will be celebrants at a table of the kingdom where God's greatest gifts are served through the servant who gives his body broken on behalf of you, his blood poured out in a cup of the new covenant. Sell your possessions and give alms, says Jesus. Try this out on the rich fools of our day or any day. But here is the essence of life for those who know where their treasure is. There also will be their heart. Almsgiving is mercy giving. To give alms to Christ's poor and suffering ones is a clear and unmistakable act of mercy. And for the early church, the equivalent of absolution. For to be merciful as Christ is merciful is to embody the gospel and to show that gifts given are gifts shared. To be rich towards God is to receive Christ and his gifts. To love with a love unknown only to God and to his little flock. If you're looking for the kingdom, fear not. For the kingdom is not only among you, the kingdom is also within you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.